历史啊，像一面啊镜子一样。
History is like a mirror.
啊，我们每天啊都会啊几次的面对着镜子。
Every day we will look at ourselves in the mirror.
啊，从镜子里头啊，我们来啊看到我们自己的外表。
From the mirror, we will see our outer appearance.
啊，借着历史啊，我们也能够啊来看到我们的时代啊，来看到自己。
Through the history that we will see our generation and also ourselves.
那神对他的百姓啊是非常的珍惜的。
God is very treasured for His people.
啊，神啊也常常的啊来称赞啊他的百姓。
God also praised to His people.
啊，但是啊，神也常常用一些负面的字眼来描写他的百姓。
God also sometimes use a negative term to describe His people.
啊，神的目的啊，就是要帮助人啊，去认识自己的软弱跟过患。
The purpose of God is help men to know their weaknesses and their sin.
啊，最可怕的并不是我们有软弱，我们有过患。
What is the most dreadful is not that we are sin.We are sinning and also we are weak.
可怕的是我们不知道我们的软弱，不知道我们的过患。
What is that we are afraid of is that we do not know our sin and also our weaknesses.
因为如果不知道自己有软弱有过患，那么这个软弱这个过患可能就一直存在。
If we do not know our sin and weaknesses, our sin and weaknesses will always exist.
那学习历史的一个目的啊，就是反映出历史来帮助我们啊，看到自己的软弱跟过患。
To learn from the history that we can understand from this example that we can know our weaknesses and sin.
很多事情表面上来看是对的。
Many things it from the outer appearance and it seems that is right.
但是在仔细的去看，它常常不一定是对的。
But when we look deeper, we realize that the things we see might not be right.
那圣经可以帮助我们看得更清楚，看得更远。
The Bible can help us to see even clear, much more clear, and also even further.
我们生活在这个世界上，我们常常说我们要彼此相爱，要互相帮助。
We live in this world, we often say that we need to help each other and love each other.
那我们愿意帮助别人，也必须要别人他愿意接受。
When we want to help somebody, someone will also need to accept our help.
那别人要帮助我们，也是要我们必须要我们愿意去接受。
When someone want to help us, we also want to accept that.
那这样子才能够真的有这种彼此相爱互相帮助的生活。
So then we will live a life, we'll be helping each other, and also love each other.
那有需要的时候寻求别人的帮助，这本来就是一件很自然的事情。
It is very natural when we need help, we will seek for help.
那但是呢，我们总是要把信仰、把神也放进来。
But we need to, in our faith, we need to put God in our faith.
寻求别人的帮助不能够超过寻求神的帮助。
To seek for someone's help cannot go beyond seeking for God's help.
那同样我们在帮助人也不能够不要去超过了神给人的帮助。
When we are helping someone, also we can go beyond the help from God.
神我们看不见，所以我们真的常常会把神忽略掉。
God, we cannot see. We often neglect the work of God.
把神排除在我们的生活之外，那么我们的生活就一定会有问题。
So in our life, when we put God aside, in our set aside in our life, in our life will be have a problems.
生活的每一个层面都是这样子。
In our life, different level, it is this way.
神不是只有在 我们在崇拜的时候，他在我们当中。
God is not only when we worship God, but He is among us.
他是在我们生活的每一个层面里头。
And God is in a different level in our life.
我们的家庭生活不可以忽略了神。
Our family life cannot neglect God.
我们夫妻的生活不可以忽略了神。
Our husband and wife life, the marriage life cannot neglect God.
我们的事业也不可以忽略了神。
And our business and career also cannot neglect God.
好，我们请来看何西阿书第七章。
Let's please turn to Hosea chapter 7.
好，在丹尼里书的后面，何西阿书第七章。
It's a book after Daniel and Hosea chapter 7.
在这里，神用了三个互面的形容来描述以色列人。
Here God used three negative descriptions.To describe the Israelite.
第一个就是第七章的第八节，神说以法莲是没有翻过的饼。
The first is chapter 7 verse 8, the Ephron has mixed himself among the people, and the Ephron is a cake that unturned it.
没有翻过的饼，意思就是他们跟外邦人掺杂。
A cake that is unturned means they have mingled with the Gentiles.
那是什么叫做跟外邦人掺杂
？So what does it mean by a mix among the Gentiles？
就是他们效法外邦人的行为。
That is they imitate the deeds of the Gentiles。
他们敬拜他们他们敬拜外邦人的偶像。
They worship the Gentiles' idol。
他的意思不是说我们要离开所有的人，离开人群。
What this means is now we shall separate totally from the people in the world.
今天我们一样住在人群当中。
Today we also live among in this world.
但是我们不效法外邦人的行为。
But we do not imitate the deeds of the Gentile.
我们不去拜他们的偶像。
We will not worship the Gentiles' idol.
我们请再看何西阿书七章十一节。
Please continue to read Hosea chapter 7. Verse 11.
11节请念。
Hosea chapter 7, verse 11. Verse 11. Ephraim also is like a silly dove without sense. And they call to Egypt, they go to Assyria.
我们对鸽子通常都有一个很好、很正面的印象。
Often when we think about dove, it is very positive and a good image.
但是在这里神说以色列人好像鸽子是愚蠢无知。
But yet God here described the Israelite is like a silly dove without sense.
为什么呢？因为他们求告埃及，投奔亚述。
Why is it this way? Because they call to Egypt, they go to Assyria.
我们知道事实上这整个巴勒斯坦地其实它是很小的一块地。
But in fact, we know that Palestine and this land is very small.
那它的四周围常常有强国。
Around this nation, there is a stronger nation around them.
比如说在当时就有埃及，就有亚述，这个都是很强的帝国。
For example, at the time, there is the nation of Egypt and also Assyria. They are very strong country.
那一个小小的国家怎么来想怎么？怎么不来生存下去
？So a small nation, how can they survive？
他们必须要跟这个强国有订合约跟强国有联合联盟。
So they must ally with and also make treaty with the stronger nation。
他们需要帮助的时候，他们要请求这强国的帮助。
So when they need help, they will ask the stronger nation to help them。
从人来看，他们能够生存下去，就是能够跟这两个强国能够有好的关系。
From the eyes of men, because the reason they can survive because they have a good relationship with these two strong nations.
那他们也是这样，也真的这样在做。
But yet they are truly have doing, they have done this way.
我们请看第十二章第一节。
Yes, please read. Hosea chapter 12, verse 1.
何西阿书十二章第一节。
Hosea chapter 12, verse 1. Verse 1. Ephron feeds on the wind and pursues the east wind. He daily increases lies and desolations. Also, they make a covenant with the Assyrians, and the oil is carried to Egypt.
虽然他们这么努力啊，啊，但是呢，他们好像在吃风，好像在追赶风。
Although they put a lot of effort pursuing, but yet their feet on the wind and also pursue the east wind.
哦，其实他们没有达到那个真正的目的。
But in fact, they did not reach their true goal.
哦，他们以为说跟这两个国家和好，那他们就能够生存下去。
They thought that if they are associated with these stronger nations, and they can survive.
哦，这个是强大的帝国，所以他们可以依靠他们。
These two nations are stronger nations. They want to rely onto these nations.
哦，从人来看，这是一个很聪明的方法。
From the eyes of men, perhaps this is a very smart way.
哦，但是以神的百姓的身份，他们这样子做是不适合的。
But because they are the status of a people of God, this is does not fit it in this way.
哦，在生活当中是可以接受别人的帮助。
But in their life, they can receive the help from others.
哦，但是无论如何，人不能够代替神。
But no matter what, men cannot replace God.
哦，依靠强国不能够超过依靠神。
To rely on a stronger nation cannot go beyond rely onto God.
那当时他们就是用强国来代替了神。
At the time, they used a stronger nation to rely onto to replace God.
强国是很实在的，就在他们旁边。
A strong nation is very real, and that is next to their nations.
神他们相信存在，但是是他们所看不见、摸不到的。
God, they know God exists, but yet they cannot see and cannot touch.
啊，这是人的一个很大的软弱。
This is one of the great weaknesses of men.
啊，因为看不到神、摸不到神，所以常常在生活当中就把神忽略了。
Because they cannot see God, cannot touch God, and they have neglected God in their life.
哦，但是既然神拣选了他们
，But yet God had chosen them.
他们应该就常常应该有这样的一个认知，神是我真正的依靠。
They should have this recognition, acknowledgement that God is our truly, their truly reliance.
哦，我不能够用任何的国家来代替了神的地位。
I cannot use any nation to replace God.
那为什么他们会有这样的软弱这样的问题的存在？
Why is it they have this type of weaknesses and this type of a problem exist?
好，我们请看回何西阿书第七章。
Please turn back to Hosea chapter 7.
何西阿书七章十三节。
Hosea chapter 7 verse 13.
好，请念。
Hosea chapter 7 verse 13. Woe to them, for they have fled from me. Destruction to them, because they have transgressed against me.Though I redeem them, yet they have spoken lies against me.
他们不是不小心没有留意忽略了神，他们是刻意的忽略神。
They are not because they neglect and have neglect God, but they are purposely try to neglect God.
他们神虽然救赎他们，帮助他们，他们还向神说谎。
Although God tried to save them, and but yet they have spoken lie against God.
十四节
Verse 14. Hosea chapter 7, verse 14. Verse 14. They did not cry out to me with their hearts when they well up on their beds. And they assembled together for a grain, a new wine. They rebelled against me.
他们对神没有诚心。
Their heart was not towards God.
神只是我们所有的帮助当中的一部分。
God is only from all the help, and only God is the only one part of it.
如果没有神的帮助，我还有埃及的帮助、亚述的帮助。
They thought even without God's help, they can also receive the help from Egyptians and also Assyrian.
我还有 偶像的帮助。
They also thought they have the help from the idol.
哦，所以他们虽然也求天上的真神，但是不是诚心诚意的。
Although they ask help from the heavenly true God, but it's not from their deep in their heart.
哦，我需要帮助，所以我也求求你。
I need help. I also just ask you for the sake of it.
哦，你如果没有帮助我，也没有关系，我还有其他的方法。
If you did not help me, and that is okay, I can also ask help from other places.
哦，所以对遵守神的教训对他们来讲，那个只是一个 option， 只是一个可以选择的。
Through obeyed to God's teachings, and that is only a option. That this is something for them to choose.
哦，因为他们不认为神是他们必须要的帮助。
They thought God is not the necessary help for them.
15节。
Verse 15. Hosea chapter 7, verse 15. Though I disciplined and strengthened their arms, yet they devised evil against me.
那他们是刻意的来这个抗拒神。
They have purposely go evil against God.
这就是为什么他们没有依靠神，反而去依靠亚述跟埃及。
So this is the reason they did not rely unto God, but yet they rely unto the Egyptian, also the Assyrian.
那所以神说他们是好像鸽子，是愚昧无知的。
So this is why God said they are like silly dove without sense.
今天我们也是神的选民。
Today we are also the chosen one of God.
今天我们的生活也好像是处在埃及跟亚述的当中。
Today our life also seems to live among the Egyptian and also Assyrian.
今天有很多很丰富的团体。
Today there is many abundant group around us.
今天也是一样，有很强盛的国家。
Today there's also very strong nations around us.
我们为什么会移民来美国？
Why do we immigrate to America in the United States?
因为在这里物质很丰富。
Because the material here is abundant.
因为在这里政治非常的稳定。
Here the politics is very stable.
因为这个国家很强盛。
Because this country is very strong.
因为在这里有很多的很公平的机会。
Because when we are here, there's many opportunity given to us is fair.
人总是往更好的地方去。
Men often want to go to a place that is even better.
那我们基督徒也是一样。这是人性往比较好的地方去。
As a Christians, that we have the human nature, that we want to go to a place that is even better for us.
所以我说我们也好像处在埃及跟亚述的当中。
This is why I say that we are seems to us that we are living among the Egyptian, also Assyrian.
我们不是拒绝现成的所有的好处。
We are not refused what come before us and all the benefits.
只是我们要留意，不要让这些来取代了神，取代了神应该有的地位。
So we must take heed for these things that we should not replace the status of God and also God.
我们不是随便的拒绝周遭的这些好的资源或者人的帮助。
We're not easily to refuse the source and also the help around us.
但是我们不要像这个何西阿在何西阿书这里所说的，像这个鸽子的愚昧跟无知。
But yet we shouldn't be like in Book of Hosea as described here that we is the Israelite is like a silly dove and also without sense.
我们来看一个好的例子请看创世纪十三十四章。
Let's take a look at a good example. Please turn to Genesis chapter 14.
创世纪十四章十三节。
Genesis chapter 14 verse 13. Genesis chapter 14 verse 13. Then one who had escaped came and told Abram and the Hebrew, for the dwell by the their hand trees of Ammerat and the Amorite, brother of Echod and brother of Anar, and they were allied with Abram.
14.
Verse 14. Now when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trees, 318 trained servants who were born in his own house, and went in pursuit as far as Dan.
24节.
Verse 24. Except only what the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men who went with me, Anar, Echod, and the Merah, let them take their portions.
亚伯拉罕要救罗德。
Abraham wanted to save Lot.
那他自己的家里头呢，只有318个这个壮丁。
His own household has only 318 strong men.
那亚伯拉罕他在生活当中，他是跟周遭的人有来往有交往的。
In Abraham's daily life that he associated with many people around him.
所以在13节就提到说那个以实雅各并那个曼利以实雅各雅乃他们都是跟亚伯兰是联盟的。
Here says the Merad echoed and Anna, they were allied with Abraham.
那亚伯拉罕要去救罗德。
Abraham want to save Lot.
对方是几个王的联合。
His enemies was the kings that allied together.
有很多的军队。
There's many army and soldier.
所以亚伯兰他要跟他们征战，所以他必须要依靠神，得神的帮助。
Abraham will battle with these kings, so Abraham need the help of God.
那亚伯兰的这些联盟啊，他们知道这些事情，他们也很勇敢的愿意帮助亚伯兰。
The allies of Abraham know this matter, that they are very willing to help Abraham.
亚伯兰他没有拒绝。
Abraham did not refuse the help.
所以这些人跟亚伯拉罕家里头的军队一起去征战。
So the allies and also the soldier, the army of Abraham, they all came together, go to the battle.
那但是亚伯兰不是只是依靠他这些朋友。
But yet Abraham not only rely onto his friend.
很要紧的，他还是依靠神。
But what's most important is that he rely onto God.
战争结束了，他们得胜了。
After the battle have ended, they had a victory.
亚伯拉罕没有否认这些人的帮助。
Abraham did not refuse, deny that these people help him.
但是他也知道。这是神的帮助。
But yet he knows the reason he won the battle is because the help of God.
所以从整段里头我们可以看到亚伯拉罕他没有用这些朋友来取代了神。
So through all these message that we know, Abraham did not replace God for men.
所以亚伯兰他就不是那个像鸽子愚昧无知。
So Abraham is not like a silly dove that has no sense.
他将这一场的战争交在神的手中。
Abraham put this battle in the hands of God.
因为他知道他们的人数 是少的。
Because he know that he only have few men.
那因为爱他又必须要救罗德。
Because love that he want to save Lot.
所以他必须要把这件事情来信靠神，交托在神的手中。
So he must put this battle in the hands of God and trust God.
这就是今天我们要努力的去学习的。
This is something that today we need to put our effort to learn from this.
我们请看诗篇37篇。
Please turn to Psalm 37.
诗篇37篇第五节。
Psalm 37 verse 5.Psalm 37 verse 5. Verse 5. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
这里讲到两个重点。
Here tells us two main points.
将事情交在神的手中。
Commit our way to the Lord.
然后依靠神。
Then we trust in him.
周遭的可能是神安排来帮助我们的，我们也不用随意的拒绝。
The reason that things around us happens, perhaps it's that we need to ask God for help, so we should not refuse the help of God.
但是重点就是交托给神，依靠神。
But the main point, the main point is that to trust God and also rely on God.
因为神他真的给我们很美好的应许。
Because God truly gives us a wonderful promise.
为什么我们需要得到帮助？
Why do we need help?
当我们觉得害怕的时候。
Because when we feel afraid.
当我们觉得我们很软弱、很沮丧的时候。
Because when we feel discouraged and also weak.
当我们觉得我们很无助的时候。
Because when we feel helpless.
所有的这样的状况，神都应许我们说，他要帮助我们。
All these conditions, God has promised us, want to help us.
为什么在生活当中有很多的害怕？
Why is it in our daily life there's many things that cause us to be afraid? We afraid to die. We afraid to failure. We afraid to lose our security. We afraid that the future that we cannot have a hold on to.
所有的这些神都应许说他要帮助我们。
All these God has promised us want to help us.
好，我们请看以赛亚书四十一章。
Please turn to Isaiah chapter 41.
以赛亚书四十一章第十节。
Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God.I will strengthen you, yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
这是神对以色列的应许，也是对我们的应许。
This is the promise of God towards Israelite, also to us.
他要成为我们真正的帮助。
He will become our true help.
但是，还是到同样的，神是我们看不见摸不着的。
But yet God, we cannot see, cannot touch.
我们可以看得到摸得着的，就是好像埃及，好像亚述。
What we can see and touch, it seems, is like the Egyptian, also Assyrian.
所以还是回到一个问题，信心的问题。
So once again, we come back to this question, this problem, that is the problem of our faith.
神的应许是很真实的，写在圣经里头。
The promise of God is truly written in the Bible.
神还是我们一般来讲还是我们看不见摸不着的。
But yet God, it normally seems to us that we cannot see and touch.
那神的这些应许如何实现在我们的每一天的生活里头？
So how can the promise of God fulfill in our daily life?
那就在于信心。
That is through faith.
在圣经里头的这些人物。他们跟我们的情况一样，正常来讲，他们也是看不到神，摸不到神。
All these saints in the Bible, it's just like us. Sometimes they cannot see God and touch God.
那我们能够，那他们能够有拥有这个神给他们的应许，为什么？
They can be able to have the promise of God, and how can they, how do they do to receive this promise?
就是因为他们相信
，because they believe，
他们能够将事情甚至他们 自己的生命交在神的手中。
They can put the matter in life in the hands of God.
然后他们全心全意的来依靠神。
They put all their hearts to rely unto God.
从他们的回答就可以显示出他们的信心。
From the answer, we can see they show their faith.
他们总是对神的能力说是的。
They often say yes to God's power.
主耶稣问瞎眼的人说，你们相信我能够医治你们吗？
The Lord Jesus asked the blind man, do you believe that I can heal you?
他们回答说，是的，我们相信。
And they answered, yes, we believe.
我们常常在讲神的旨意，神的旨意。
We often say God's will, God's will.
那这些古圣徒，他们就是相信神的旨意。
These old saints, they believe God's will.
他们相信只要是出于神的，那一定是美好的。
They believe everything from God that is good.
所以虽然眼前看不懂，不能明白，但是他们还是依靠神。
Although before their eyes, they do not understand, they cannot see clearly, but yet they still trust unto God.
他们之所以能够得着神的应许，就是他们用信心回答说是的。
The reason they can receive the promise of God is because they use their faith and say to God, yes.
纵然是在试炼里头，他们还是回答是的。
Although through the tests and tribulations, but yet they still answer to God, yes.
好，我们请参考马太福音十五章。
And let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音十五章。
Matthew chapter 15.
马太福音十五章二十七节。
Matthew chapter 15, verse 27. Matthew chapter 15, verse 27. 27, and she said, Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table.
这个迦南的妇人，她回答主耶稣说，这个是的。
The Canaanite woman answered to the Lord Jesus, said, Yes, Lord.
其实主耶稣对她的回答，其实是一个很大的考验。
In fact, the answer of this, the Canaanite woman is a great test for her.
她来拜主耶稣，她来求主耶稣帮助。
She came to the Lord Jesus, asked for help, and also worshiped the Lord Jesus.
二十六节，主耶稣对她的回答是说，不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。
And in verse 26, the Lord Jesus answered to her, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it into the little dogs.
主耶稣的意思就是说，你的女儿，在我来看，就像狗。
The meaning of the Lord Jesus is, it seems to the Lord Jesus that your daughter is like a dog to me.
那我们知道主耶稣是充满着怜悯的。
We know that Lord Jesus is full of compassion.
主耶稣是罪人的朋友。
Lord Jesus is a friend of sinner.
主耶稣接纳那些软弱的人。
The Lord Jesus accepts all the people that are in weak.
主耶稣这样子的用这种语气是很少有的。
The Lord Jesus used this way to speak is very rare.
所以这个是主耶稣对这位妇人的一个考验。
So this is what the Lord Jesus testing to this Canaanite woman.
但是也这样子来显示出这一个人的信心。
This will also show the faith of this woman.
她或许可以从周遭去找到别的帮助。
Although she can receive help from around her.
但是她知道主耶稣的帮助是最好的，也是绝对的。
But yet she knows the help of Lord Jesus is the best. It's absolute assurance.
既然她来到主耶稣这里。
So she came to the Lord Jesus, before Lord Jesus.
她既然是要来求主耶稣。
She wants to ask the help from the Lord Jesus.
所以无论如何，她要把自己的事情交在主耶稣的手中。
So no matter what, she hands all her matter in the hands of the Lord Jesus.
无论如何，她还是相信依靠主耶稣。
So no matter what, she believes and trusts unto Lord Jesus.
所以她甚至说，对，我是很不配的，所以只要你 那个碎渣给我就够了。
But yet she said, even though she's not worth it, the little dog that eat the crumble which fall from the master's table.
有时候神会对我们有所要求。
Sometimes God make this requirement of us.
那我们要有信心的来回答说是的。
We need to have a faith and say answer back to God. The answer is yes.
因为你是我的依靠。
Because you are my reliance.
所以你对我的要求，我要去做。
So all the requests that you require of me, that we will do it.
神对我们讲的话，有很多是针对着将来。
The word that God has spoken to us, a lot of them are. Is towards the future.
那我们也要为这些将来的事情，我们要跟神回答说：“是的，我信。”
And all these future matters about to happen, that we will also say to the Lord, "Yes, I believe."
这就是交托，这就是依靠。
This is a trust and also rely unto God.
那这个都跟信心有关系。
This is all related to our faith.
所以我们的祷告，我们的目标是什么？
So what is the goal of our prayer?
我们求主加添我们的信心。
We ask God to increase our faith.
我们知道要交托神，要依靠神。
We know we need to trust and also rely on God.
但是一个很重要的关键，我们的信心。
But there's a crucial point, and that is our faith.
因为神是我们看不见摸不着的。
Because God we cannot see and touch.
所以我们真的需要有那一份的信心。
We truly need this type of faith.
那除了我们透过祷告来求信心之外，我们也要做一些事情来帮助我们的信心。
Not only through the prayer that we ask God to give our faith, we also need to do something to increase our faith.
请看诗篇四十篇。
Please turn to Psalm verse 44.
诗篇第四十篇。
Psalm 40.
诗篇四十篇第二节。
Psalm 40 verse 2. Psalm 40 verse 2. Verse 2. He also brought me up out of the horrible pit, out of the mired clay, and set my feet up on a rock, and established my steps.
我们的脚要站在磐石上。
And our feet will be up on a rock.
这个磐石可以代表着主耶稣。
This rock can represent the Lord Jesus.
我们不要离开主耶稣。
We should not leave apart from the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣是我们稳固的磐石。
Lord Jesus is our strong rock.
所以不离开主耶稣的教训。
So we will not leave the teaching of the Lord Jesus.
我们要常常被圣灵来感动我们，来引导我们。
We often need to be moved by the Holy Spirit and led by the Holy Spirit.
这样我们的脚步就会稳当。
Then this way we will set our feet up on a rock.
我们在埃及跟亚述的当中，我们不会成为像鸽子那样的愚蠢无知。
So when we live among the Egyptian or Assyrian, we will not be like the silly dove, had no sense.
我们还是紧紧的抓住神。
We will hold tight unto God.
我们还是紧紧的来依靠神。
We will hold tight and to rely and trust unto God.
主耶稣的教训。主耶稣的爱，主耶稣的灵。
The teaching of Lord Jesus, the love of Lord Jesus, and also,
主耶稣的灵。
The spirit of Lord Jesus.
那所以我们的眼睛常常仰望主耶稣。
So our eye always fix up on the Lord Jesus.
我们的耳朵常常聆听主耶稣的教训。
Our ear always listen to the teaching of Lord Jesus.
我们常常对神的神的呼召，我们很敏感的很快的来回应。
We often will react unto the calling of our Lord Jesus.
世人是很容易的就会依靠埃及，依靠这个亚述。
The people in the world will be easily rely onto the Egyptians and also Assyrian.
因为这是看得见摸得着的。
Because this is something they can see and touch.
所以世人很看重所谓的机会。
So the people in the world often emphasize on the opportunity.
他们不知道机会是神给的。
They do not know the opportunity are given from God.
世人他依靠财富。
The people in the world rely onto their wealth.
世人依靠成功。
The people in the world rely onto their success.
世人依靠有能力的人。
The people in the world rely onto the people that has power.
这些都是好的，我们不是在否认。
All these things perhaps it's good, we are not deny these things.
但是我们还知道在这个之上，在这个之外的还有这位独一的真神主耶稣基督。
But yet we know beyond all this, there is one true God, and that is our Lord Jesus.
所以我们所相信依靠的是永远不失败的主耶稣。
So what we rely and trust onto, and that is the Lord Jesus that will never fail.
我们最后看诗篇145篇。
Let's lastly turn to Psalm 145.
诗篇一百十五篇
，Excuse me, 115.
一百诗篇一百四十五篇。
Psalm 145.
十八节。
Psalm 145 verse 18. Psalm 145 verse 18. The Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth.Verse 19, He will fulfill the desire of those who fear Him. He also will hear their cries and save them.
所以虽然在我们的生活当中有埃及有亚述
So although we live in among the Egyptian and also the Assyrian,
但是我们知道真正的依靠是我们的主耶稣
But yet we know the true reliance.Is our Lord Jesus.
好像求告埃及亚述比较直接比较快。
It seems to ask the help from the Egyptian or Assyrian is faster.
但是他们永远没有办法来代替神。
But yet they can never replace God.
甚至他们的依靠到最后常常会变成是风，是一点帮助都没有。
Even their reliance and help eventually will be just become a wind.
我们需要诚心的来亲近神，来求告神。
We need to truly put our heart to ask God and also rely on to God.
在圣经里头，所有的应许都会实现在我们的生活里头。
So in the Bible, all the promises will fulfill in our life.
所以我们现在要来做祷告。
Now we're going to pray together.
求主耶稣加添我们的信心。
We ask the Lord Jesus to increase our faith.
那我们也想一下，在每一天的生活里头，我们来做什么事情来帮助我们的信心。
So let's think about in our daily life, what is the things that we do can help our faith?
因为这个实在是太重要了。
Because this is very important.
我们不希望我们像当时那些以色列人被神看作是这个鸽子那样的这个愚蠢。
We hope that we will not be like the Israel at the time that God see them as a silly dove, have no sense.
那在灵恩会里头，我们用比较多的时间来做祷告。
So in our spiritual convocation, we will use more time to pray.
所以我们这次的祷告，我们要祷告三十分钟。
So this prayer, we will spend about 30 minutes to pray.
那如果我们这个没有办法跪那么久的话，你可以在觉得跪的没有办法继续跪的时候，你也可以坐着。
So if you kneel down and cannot kneel that long, that you can also sit down.
那要紧的是，我们真的是诚心的来呼求神加添我们信心。
So what is most important is that we truly in the bottom of our heart to ask God to help our faith.
我们愿意他成为我们永远的依靠。
We're willing to ask God to become our reliance forever.
我们也愿意圣灵来启发我们，我们应该做些什么来帮助我们自己的信心。
We're also willing to ask the Holy Spirit to inspire us to let us know how to help our faith.
好，我们现在可以的话，我们一起到前面来祷告。
So if we can, let's come forward and pray together.